You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Investors are richer by 4.8 lakh crores over 3 days. Welcome to the evening walk down Dalal Street on Money Control. Let's tell you what happened in the markets today.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, the Indian equities continued their upward march for the third consecutive day today, underpinned by sustained buying in most sectors. Investor sentiment got a fillip on account of two factors. One of them was the additional stimulus after the Reserve Bank of India decided to pay a huge dividend to the government. And of course, the positive momentum set off by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman's announcements on Friday, the 23rd of August. Now, we quote our expert, Ajit Mishra, VP Research at Religare Broking, who said, "The recent announcement made by the finance minister and the outcome of the RBI board meet are definitely positive for the Indian market. This is likely to lift domestic sentiments in the near term," unquote. Major global brokerages said that the RBI's decision to transfer the surplus of 1.76 lakh crores to the government after accepting the recommendations of the Bimal Jalan Committee is a positive and will help the centre meet its fiscal deficit target. The global sentiment was also upbeat with signs of an easing of the US-China trade war, and the rupee again gained against the US dollar. This is also what contributed to the upbeat mood we saw in the markets today. So the rupee appreciated by 57 paise to 71 rupees 45 paise intraday against the greenback, amid the revival of US-China trade talk hopes and gains in the domestic equity market. The 30-share Sensex closed the day 147 points higher with gains of 0.39% at 37,641, with 22 stocks ending in the green. The Nifty settled 48 points or 0.43% higher at 11,105, with 35 stocks in the green and 15 in the red. The mid-caps and small-caps outperformed the benchmark Sensex as the BSE mid-cap ended 0.53% higher and the small-cap jumped 1.63% today. The overall market cap of BSE-listed firms jumped to 1.41 lakh crores today from 1.40 lakh crores on the 26th, making investors richer by almost 1.12 lakh crores in a single day. In the last three sessions, investors have become richer, like I said, by 4.8 lakh crore rupees. In the top gainers, you had Tata Motors gaining 8.87% for the day. Tata Steel, that was up 3.86%. NTPC gained as well, 2.75%. IndusInd Bank was up 2.7% today. Vedanta closed the day 2.07% higher. M&M closed 2.07% higher as well. And these would form the top gainers in the Sensex kitty. On the losing side, you had Bharti Airtel that closed 3.58% down. Infosys closed 2.23% down. And in other tech stocks, there was Tech Mahindra closing 2.12% lower and TCS closing 1.67% lower. Then you had Kotak Mahindra also in the losers list, down 0.73%. Sun Pharma was down 0.63%. Hindustan Unilever lost 0.52% and Axis Bank was down 0.16% to close the day. In sectoral indices, the BSE Telecom Pact lost 2.26% to end the day and was followed by the BSE Tech and IT stocks, which lost 1.66% and 1.52% respectively. All of the others ended in the green, with metal, oil and gas, auto and industrials climbing up to almost 2%. The breadth of the market was favoring the gainers today, with 1,669 stocks logging gains on the Bombay Stock Exchange against 864 that suffered losses. As many as 156 stocks remained unchanged. In top headlines of the day, well, the Supreme Court has extended ex-finance minister P. Chidambaram's interim protection from the enforcement directorate arrest. The hearing will continue tomorrow. Mission Pani, a movement against India's water crisis, was launched today. Nitin Gadkari, Amitabh Bachchan are part of this News 18 initiative. Delhi's Firoz Shah Kotla is to be renamed Arun Jaitley Stadium. Moody's sees a significant uncertainty in India's growth prospects. ATMs might soon place a 6 to 12-hour gap between cash withdrawals, according to the Times of India. Salaries may rise as Centre proposes a cut in employees' PF contribution, according to a Business Standard report. Next on the evening walk down Dalal Street, a look at the stocks that made the headlines. Shares of Bank of Baroda climbed 2.31% to 97 rupees 25 paise on the Bombay Stock Exchange, a day after the public lender said that its capital raising committee has approved raising up to 2,150 crore rupees in Tier 1 and 2 bonds. Rising for the third consecutive session, shares of DHFL closed 6.13% higher at 48 rupees 45 paise. In the three sessions of gains, the stock has jumped 22%. In a Bombay Stock Exchange filing on the 26th of August, the company said It has appointed K.K. Mankeshwar as its new statutory auditor. Shares of Bharat Heavy Electricals, or BHEL, rallied 5.41% after it won orders worth 2,500 crore rupees. We caught the company in a statement. Valued at around 2,500 crores, the orders have been placed on BHEL by NTPC. Unquote. Shares of Infosys slipped 2.23% to close the day at 785 rupees on the Bombay Stock Exchange. The IT major said yesterday that a board committee has approved the closure of the 8,260 crore rupee buyback offer with the company utilizing almost full size of the issue approved. In global markets, European markets eased off their lows, with Italian stocks rallying on the hope that a snap election could be avoided by an arrangement to form a new government in Rome, according to Reuters. Stocks in Asia ended higher today, with investors watching closely for developments in the US-China saga after a recent escalation and de-escalation. The Shanghai Composite added 1.35% to close at 2,902. The Shenzhen component gained 1.86% to 9,443. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong slipped about 0.3%. Nikkei in Japan gained 0.6% to close at 20,456, and the Topics index rose 0.79%. The Kospi in South Korea closed 0.43% higher at 1,924, and Australia's ASX 200 edged 0.48% higher to finish its trading day at 6,471. And finally, a technical view from our experts. So the Nifty has formed a doji pattern on the daily chart. And according to Gaurav Ratnaparkhi, senior technical analyst at Sharekhan by BNP Paribas, we quote him, this reflects indecision in the minds of the market participants. On the higher side, the swing high of 11,181 and the junction of the 40 Dema and the daily upper Bollinger band, that is 11,200, will be the key hurdle zone to watch out for. Unquote. The analyst said that failure to surpass these barriers could set the Nifty back on the southward track. The hourly chart shows that the index is forming a distribution near the upper channel line, whereas the lower channel line will act as support near the 11,000 mark. And that's it from us on the evening walk down Dalal Street with respect to what happened in the local equity markets. Have a great evening.
And finally, a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, stock analysis, and trading recommendations. You can now subscribe to Money Control Pro for just 289 rupees for a year as part of our independence offer. Use the code FREEDOM, FREEDOM. The offer is valid until the 31st of August for Android and desktop users. You can log on to moneycontrol.com to subscribe.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.